Weiter in Shas, we are in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Dalet. Picking it up on Tzadi Dalet, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines down. First word is Minoy, next word is Le Marbe. And we had yesterday discussed something, a drasha of Bar Kapara, and we continue with another one. It says the Pasuk, Lamarbe Hamisa Ulashalom Ein Kates. To him who increases Hashem's authority, and for him there shall be peace without end. Now, there's something very interesting going on in this particular Pasuk, and that is that if you look in the actual text over there, then it uses the word Lamarbe, it is the Mem, in Lamed Mem, the Mem over there, is written sasum. In other words, it's written as a mem sofi, or a final, or end of mem. It's when you read it at the end of a letter, and it's written in the middle of the word over there. And that's quite interesting. Like, what's going on? Why would it be written like that? Rashi goes and he gives three explanations as per why it would be like that. Number one, it's showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that Chizkiah, who would have been Mashiach, maybe it got Mem Sasim, it got closed off, that didn't happen. Number two is that the Mem was closed to show that the original plan was to make a Mashiach, which would have closed all the troubles of the Yidden. And number three is that it's showing that Chizkiah's mouth was closed. He didn't sing Shira when he was saved from the Assyrian army who came and attacked him. And therefore, that didn't work out for him so well. And now, what exactly is going on? We're going to get into a little bit more about this. That Chizkiah was was in between two people that were Rishayim, Achaz and Menashe. They were involved, you know, a lot of Avodah Zarah. But Chizkiah himself was a big tzaddik, and he was a huge kiruv worker over there. He got rid of all the bamos and all the Avodah Zarah that was being used. And during his time, what happened was that there was an army that came, the Assyrian army came to Eretz Yisrael and took the 10 tribes, the 10 Shvatim, and exiled them. It's a classic 10 Shvatim or gone excuse. And then they came against Yerushalayim. The Chizkiah, he davened Hashem, who then, Hashem, did a nace and ended up killing 185,000 men in one night. And then Sancheriv, who was the king, he ran away to Nineveh. Now we're going to take a look and see what happened in this time period over here. Lamar ba Mishra Loshalom Ein Kates. Amar Rabbi Tanchum. Darish bar Kapar b'tzipori. Mipnei ma kol mem shebe emsa teva psuach. Why is it that a mem that's in the middle of a word is considered open? That's awesome. But this one is closed. It usually has to be that it's open. It says Lamar, because it goes b'chol lasos chizkiyo Mashiach. It wanted to make a Mashiach. For Sancheriv Gog and Magog. It wanted to make that Sancheriv was Gog and Magog. Gog is the king and Magog is the army, and they were going to come along and they're going to just come fight against Klai Yisrael, and the final war is going to be between them, and then we're going to have Mashiach. So Shem wanted to make it that was the war. Amra Midas Adin Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Midas Adin, that of Midah of judgment, came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Ribono Shalom, Umad David Melech Yisrael Shomer Kama Shir Sishbachos Fenechalot Sisa Mashiach. David, a little before this, he did saying to, you know, he said, Shir Sishbachos, you'd make a Mashiach. Chizkiah Shasisolo Kol Hanisim Alalu V'lo Meshir Lefenecha. Chizkiah, he did all these miracles for him that he received from Sancheriv, and he got sick, he was supposed to die, and he got better, and he didn't sing Shir Taseh Mashiach. You're going to go and you're going to make a Mashiach. Lakach Nistama. The stamim, and that's why it got closed off. Miyad pascha haaretz v'amr lefanav, and then immediately what happened? The mouth of the pascha haaretz, the ground, sorry, the earth opened up and said, Ribono Shalom, ani omer sefenecha shira tachas tzadik zeh. I'm going to sing shira to you in place of Chizkiah, right? For say Mashiach, and go ahead and make a Mashiach. Like I'll take the hit for him. I'll tell you for you. So Pascha Ba'am is Shir Lefanav and started singing Shir. Shenemar, Mikenaf Ha'aretz Zmiros Shamanu Sevila Tzadik. The edge of the earth we have heard songs saying, do the wish of the righteous. And I said, it is my secret. It is my secret. Rashi explains that the word Tzvi LeTzadik over here is explained as the wish of the tzadik, of the righteous person, as opposed to the Pashut Pshat of glory to the righteous. So Amar Sar Ha'olo Lefanav, and that means like the minister of the world said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rashi, Malach Shekola Olam Mosri Adam, the Malach that all of the world is given over to him. Ribono shel olam, mitzvianu aseh letzadik zeh, says, fulfill the wishes of this righteous man. Make him Mashiach. Yotza baskel v'amar, baskel came out and said, razili, razili. It's my secret. It is my secret. Right? I'm not making a Mashiach, but you're not going to understand why it would be that I'm not doing it. Says Rashi, nistaros shali, hein v'ani odeh al ma'akev. I know why things are being held back over here. Amar navi. When the Navi Yeshayo, when he heard this, that Mashiach wasn't coming, he said, "Oili, oili, Admasai, woe to me, woe to me! Until when? When is it going to be? The Mashiach is going to come." Yotzabasko v'Amar Basko came and says, "Bogdim, bogdu, ubeged, bogdim, bogadu." Treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. They have indeed dealt very treacherously. V'Amar Rava v'Itema Rabbi Yitzchak. Ad the asu bazoze. What it means is Mashiach is not going to come until those that are plunderers come to the Jewish people and they succeeded. They come afterwards by plunderers of plunderers. Rashi says, "Achin is bazozu sonei Yisrael kame pa'amim." It's going to be a few different times people that are causing us a lot of pain, and then after that, that's when Mashiach is going to come. Right? That is intense. Okay, another pasuk from Yeshayahu. Masa Duma Eli Kore Miseir. The harsh prophecy of Duma, one calls out from Seir. A harsh, intense nevuah of Duma, one calls out from Seir. Shomer ma milayla, shomer ma milel. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? Amar Rav Yochan. Oso malach hamamune al haruchos. Dumashmo, the malach that's in charge over the ruchos, over spirits, his name is Duma. The skaptu kol haruchos etzel Duma. All the ruchos came, all the spirits came through Duma. And Amar Lo said, "Shomer ma milayla, shomer ma milel." Asking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here, they're saying Hashem who watches over us, tell us like what's going. What does Hashem, who's the watchman, who watches over, say the length of the gullus, which is what's going to be, which is compared to the nighttime? Rashi says, "Shomer ma milel, ma davar masai keitz ha-geula milel zeh." When is it going to be over this night? Amar shomer asa boker v'gam laila im tiv oyun ba'oyu shuvu esayu. And the next pasuk says, so the watchman responded, morning comes and also night, meaning, oyvei, we're not done, right? It's if you want to go ahead and make it quicker, then do tshuva. As Rashi brings out of here, that tshuva, but tshuva v'asu gula, like if you want the gula to come, we got to do tshuva over here. Okay, now, Tana Mishum Rabbi Papias, Ginaihu l'chizkiya, V'siyaso shalom reshira. It's a genaita that didn't say shira. Achapascha aretz v'am reshira until the earth itself came along and said shira. Shenemar. Where do we see that? Mikenafa aretz zmir shamanu. From the corners of the earth we have heard shira. Tzvi letzadik. This whole idea of wish the tzvi, the righteous, and give him his desire over here. So we see that he didn't say shira, and that was a problem. Now we're going to see also that wasn't the only time that happened that people didn't do shira. Kayotzmet over to Omer. V'yomer Yisro Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzol Aschem. Yisro said, "Baruch Hashem who saved you from Mitzrayim, from Paro." Tana Mishum Rabbi Papias. Genayu leMoshe v'shishim ribo shalom u'baruch. It's a genay. It's a disgrace. The Moshe and 600,000 Yidden who went through, you know, Yitzchus Mitzrayim, and they didn't say the word baruch when they got saved. Atshe bal Yisrov amar baruch Hashem. Until Yisrov came along and he said baruch Hashem, baruch Hashem. So now we know people say, how are you say baruch Hashem? Now you know it started by Yisrov. So Yisrov came along and he said this idea of baruch Hashem. They said Shira, but they didn't say Baruch Hashem, which is a higher level. Vayichad Yisro, and it goes on to say that Yisro was a state of joy, was happy. Rav Shmuel, Rav Amar, Shehev Yer Cheriv Chad Abzar. What's a lashon of Vayichad, which means that he rejoiced? So he said it's a lashon of a sword that he was heavier Cheriv Chad Abzar, that he gave himself a bris mila when he heard what was going on. It says Rashi Shemalas Atzon Nizgair. He's like, wow, because Baruch Hu behaved like that. An immediate gear, which is amazing. Shmuel Amar Shanasa Chidun Chidun Kol Basaro. He said he got a lot of goosebumps, when this happened. Rashi says, "Kematim, kematim, shoyam mitzar meod al mapelas Mitzrayim." He was very pained over the fact that Mitzrayim had this downfall. Amar Rav, I've said, "Haynu darinchi." This is what you know. People say, "Giora adasar dari." A ger until the 10th generation. Rashi says, "Hachi hu mashal b'nei adam miu yisro lava sirihu hava." Yisro wasn't the 10th one. That a ger up until the 10th generation, lo sevazar amoy kamay, don't insult a guy that's, you know, in front of him, because it's going to be hard for him that even though he was a megayer, still, he grew up in a world that had non-Jews over there, and it's hard. It's hard. So you don't go ahead and say such a thing. Lachain says the pasuk, going back to Chizkiah. This is back in Yeshayahu. Lachain yishalach ha'adam v'Hashem tzavakos b'mishman of ras. And therefore Hashem shall send leanness into his fat ones. There's a pasuk that comes right before this that says that the Navi says that the one who's coming and oppressing Bnei Yisrael, meaning Sancheriv, is going to think he's so successful. Why? Because of his intelligence and his strategy, as opposed to recognizing that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now this pasuk is saying that what's going to happen is he's going to get punished because of his arrogance. My b'mishman of razon, what does that mean? Of leanness into his fat ones. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavu Chizkiyo, sheyesh lo shmona shemos. Chizkiyo comes with 8 names. V'yipara misancheriv, sheyesh lo shmona shemos. And then God and punish Sancheriv, who also has 8 names. This is Gemara Chizkiyahu Ksiv. What is his 8 names? It says, Ki yelad yulad lanu, bein nitan lanu. There's a child that's born to us, a son. Vatiya mishra al shichmo. And Hashem's authority is going to be on his shoulders. Vayikra Shimon. His name was Peliyoitz Kel Gibor Aviad Sar Shalom. So it comes out in total, there's 8 names. You have Pela, Yoetz, Kel, Gibor, Avi, Ad, Sar, Shalom. You had all these names over there. Did we forget one? And that is the name Chizkiyah, right? His name is also Chizkiyah. It says, no, that wasn't his name. It said there's really 9. No, Shechisko Ka. Chizkiyah was just like a put together contraction of Hashem strengthened him. So really he only had 8 names or his names. Can you imagine, like, when his mother gets upset at him, you know? She says, I don't understand. What are you doing? Get to your room right now. Okay. Davar acher, Chizkiyah shechizik is Yisrael, Avinu Shemayim. It was called Chizkiyah because he was mechazik Klal Yisrael to Avinu Shemayim. Right? Okay, bring them closer. I'm going to see exactly how that was. What was his names? Tiglas Pileser, Pilneser, Shalmaneser, Pul, Sargon, Esnapar, Rabba, V'yakira. What's up, Yakira? So the first one Rashi says, Tiglath Pileser is considered one name. So those are all of his names. Vikasacher, what about Chesemcherev? So he doesn't have 8, he has 9. Says, no, Shesichaso Riv. Why was it called, you call that? Because Sichaso, his speaking, whenever he spoke, was Riv, was in a state of fighting. And, you know, he challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davar Acher, Shesach V'Nicher, Davar Klap Emayla. Like we said, that he spoke really not appropriately, throwing Vinicha Dvarim Klapimel, he fought against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi, Kedil Kaman Shechir Yifalei De Malach, he like cursed through a Malach. Amar Rav Yochanan, Mipnei Mazach Oso Rasha Likros Esnapar Rabba V'Yakira. Why is it that this person, Sancheriv, he got a schus, that he was called in the Pesukim, he's very like a Choshev names, Asnapar, the great and venerated. Because he didn't speak about the negativity, the gnus of Eretz Yisrael. Shenem, the pasuk says, Ad boi v'lakachti eschem el Eretz ke'artzachem. Until I come and take you to a land that's like your land. This is after he came against Yerushalayim. So he sent a shliach demanding that the city surrender. And if it surrendered, he said that the people there wouldn't be killed. But they put into another land, equal in quality to Eretz Yisrael. But he didn't say that the new land is going to be better than Eretz Yisrael. And because of that, he got this title. He was Zoche to such a name. He says, Rashi, V'lo Amar Mutvas Me'Eretz Chem, that it's going to be better than that. Rav Ushmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Machlokas about this. Chadamer Melech Bikechoy. One of them says some cherev, he was a smart king. Chadamer Melech Tibeshoy. The other one says, nah, he was a stupid king. Landamer Melech Bikechoy, that he was smart. I amen Elohu. He said, if I say to the Yidden Adifa Me'arachu, I say that this land is better than your land, I'm where they're going to say, Komashak Mishak Ras, you're lying to us. Rashi Sharei Ein Eretz Mu'ula Yemenu V'lechein Lo'amer Mutfas Meretzachem. He says, you're lying because there's no land that's better than this land. So therefore, he was intelligent by saying that, oh, it's equal to it. Man Damer Melech Tibeshai, the one who says that he was a non-intelligent king, there's a fool. Imkin Mai Revuse. If some cherev is giving a land that's not better than where they are now, how is that? Why would they want to go anywhere? What I have right now is a great land, and you're telling me it's the same thing? There's no reason for me to go over there. And that's not a reason for a person to give up. Okay. Lehecha Agle Lehu. Now, Sancheriv, he didn't end up conquering Yerushalayim and getting rid of the Melech Yehuda, but he was Zoche in the getting rid of the northern kingdom, which are the 10 Shvatim, and exiling them. The question is, where did they go? Lehecha Agle Lehu. Where did he go in exiling them to? I said, Sancheriv la'aseris ha-shvatim. The Chsev ha-yinachim b'chalab b'... As a pasuk says in Melachim, "Vayanchem bachlach ubechavor nahar gozan v'arei madai ki ninu osan mikamos." Right? Where ninu osan mikamos? What are these places that he sent them to? Marzucha milafrike. He sent them to a place where they get frike. Africa. Rabbi Chanina Amar Lehari Slug, to the mountains of Slug. A wonderful place to vacation in the winters. Aval Yisrael, even though Sancheriv didn't speak negatively about it, Yisrael did. Rashi says, Ki aglinu Sancheriv, Sipra Beginusa Shalit Yisrael, Chimatu Lo Samakum, Shashmo Shush, Amar Shavya La'arin Zosa Arad, Shavya La'arit Sinu, Kishabar Lamakum, Shashmo Almin, Amar Ki Almin Zea Makum, Shavya Yushalayim, Shinikris Beis Olamim, which what happened was that they spoke negatively about it, that, the places where they ended up is like, oh yeah, this is like Eretz Yisrael. Kimata Shosh, when they came to this place called Shosh, Armu Shavi Kiarin. Okay, the Gemara is saying itself. Right, it's like Eretz Yisrael. Kimata Almin, Armu Kiolmin, he says, oh, it's like our homeland, like Eretz Yisrael, like Almin. Kimata Shosh, Trey, when they came to a place called Shosh Trey, Armu Al Chad Train. They said this place is because it's twice as good as Eretz Yisrael. Ooh, ah. Now, we mentioned earlier how Sancheriv's 185,000 men ended up getting killed by a nakes, by a Kutz Baruch Hu, obviously. And we see what happens in that time period, because Sancheriv spoke negatively, even Hashem can't stop my coming at you, and Chizkiyahu davened, and they got saved. V'tachas kavodo yekad yekod kikod eish. And beneath his honor, there will be a kindled a flame like the burning of a fire. Amar B'Yochanan, tachas kavodo... Only the ones that are tachas kavodah, beneath his honor, are going to be burned, meaning the soldiers' bodies are burnt, but not their clothing. Their clothing wasn't burnt. Now, velo kavodo mamish, and Rabbi Yochan does not explain the honor, meaning one's actual honor, meaning his body, but he means it's talking about the clothing. Ki had Rabbi Yochanan, kari le lamani mechabdusai. He called his clothing the things that honor me, right? So that's what it means when it says that... those things were not burnt. Tachas kvodo mamish. He says, no, what it means is that the fire burned that which is beneath one's actual honor. Beneath beneath their clothing, their body, tachas gufo mamish, aguf kayim, neshama nesrafas, that their neshamas got burned. Kisrafas being Aaron, like that of what happened to the children of Aaron, not the view when they brought the ketores when they were supposed to, and their souls burned. Ma'ala holon, just over there, Srifas Neshama Guf Kayim. The Neshama burnt up at the body was fine. Afkan, so to hear, Srifas Neshama Guf Kayim, it was just the Neshama, not the body. Ta'na Mishmei de Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha. Paro, Shechirif Ba'atzim, Paro, who cursed against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but Atzma, Rashi says, who Atzma, v'loi de shaliach, v'loi abizoi kokach, v'loche, lekach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, kamokei nifra mimenu ba'atzmo. You're doing himself cursing me, so I'm going to deal with you myself. Alon esbayish kokach, te'enu doma esbayish min a gadol, esbayish min a katan. You can't compare being embarrassed by the gadol than being embarrassed by a katan, by someone smaller. So he says, Parash Achirv Ba'atzmo, right? What does he say? He says, who is God that I should obey him? When Moshe Rabbeinu says, let my people go, right? As Hashem wants him to go, to get out of here. So what happens? He was Achirv Ba'atzmo, Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'atzmo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it and paid him back by himself. Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo saraf, ani v'lo acher. When he destroyed the army, he was paid back, Mida Keneged Mida. And that was done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sancheirev, Shecheirev, beep, turn the page. Sadidalot on the base. Ayyadeh Shaliach, he blasphemed HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a Shaliach. Rashi says, Dahainu, Bizo Yoser, Afakadosh Baruch Hu Nifra, Ayyadeh Shaliach, Venez Baish Yoser. He blasphemed against Hashem through a Shaliach. Sadifa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mimena Ayyadeh Shaliach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it through a Shaliach. It's much more embarrassing to be destroyed by a little man than it is by a big man. A big man, okay, it makes sense. You're getting destroyed by them. But the little, like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, I don't even have to deal with you. I'll send my little shaliach to deal with you. So Pyro, he had some dignity in getting destroyed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But Sancheirev, what an embarrassment. Pyro says, Gemara B'Dahar Dachseh Bey, Mi Hashem Asher Shema B'Kol, who's the Hashem that should listen to him? Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimena Ba'atzma Dachseh, Vayinayar Hashem Mitzrayim B'Suchayam. That Hashem, he mixed up Mitzrayim in the sea. Uksev Dorechta B'yam Susecha. And it says that you have trodden the sea with your horses. So we see that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Sancheirev Dachseh, says by Sancheirev, that he did through Shliach, so B'yad Malachecha Chereavta Hashem, through your messenger, you blasphemed Hashem. Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimena Yidashach, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay you back through a Shliach. Dachseh, Vayetzi Malach Hashem, Vayach Mamachan Ashor, Me'er Shmonim Cheshem Elof, and knocked out 185,000 men, but it was on through a Shliach. So, I guess if we're going to go down, it's best to go down big. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Rami Ksev. We have two psukim that contradict some Ksev. Marum Kitzo. In one place it says, and Chir was gaiva digging a lot, and he says, I'm going to come to the highest high, to the most high, and he's saying he's going to get to Har Moria, which is where the Beis Hamikdash is, and he's going to go and destroy it, and Ksev Malon Kitzo, to the most remote area. Which, what's going on here? So Amar Osa Rashi said, "Batchila achriv dira shalmata." He says, first I'm going to destroy the one down here. That's, Beis HaMikdash. V'achach achriv dira shalmaila. And then I'm going to go to upstairs and destroy wherever Hashem is upstairs. Amar Yishuv ben Levi, "May dechsev ato hambaladai Hashem lisi ala makoma zet lahashchiso." What does it mean when the Pasuk says, now, could it be that without Hashem I have come up against this place to destroy it? Hashem amar elai alei ala aretz hazos v'yishchisa. Hashem said to me, go up against this land, destroy it. Mahi, what does it mean? What does this mean when Hashem, when did Hashem ever tell this to them to do this? The Shama Lenavi de Ka'amar, Sachev heard that Yishayo was saying in Hashem's name, Ya'an kimos amazet. Since his people rejected the waters of the Shiloach that flow gently, umesos es ritzin uben rumaliyahu, and it said they rejoice in ritzin and ben yomalu, and therefore the pasuk says, Hashem is going to bring upon them the mighty mass of waters in the river. In other words, the king of Ashur. That's because of that. So Amar Yosef, Yamoli Targumi Dahai Kra Lahav Yodana Maikamar. If not for the targum on this pasuk, I wouldn't have known what it meant. Chalaf de kotz amma hadein b'malchus d'beis David. Targum explains it to mean that since this people has despised the kingdom of David, damedaber lahon bin yach kamei shilocha de nagdin b'naich, which leads him gently, like the waters of Shiloch that flow gently, this Irian birtsin ubar rimalia, and instead prefer the kingship of Ritzin, the son of Rimalia. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my desiv, what does it mean when it says in the Torah, when it says, or in Mishlei, Me'eras Hashem be'beis Rasha u'neveis tzaddikim yivarach. The curse of Hashem is in the house of the wicked, but Hashem shall bless the dwelling of the righteous. Me'eras Hashem be'beis Rasha zepekach ben Remalio. The first part is saying the curse of Hashem is in the house of the wicked is referring to Pekach ben Remalio. Shaya uchal arbaim so gozos b'kinuach suda. After he would have his meal, he would have dessert. He would have 40 sa'a of young birds. That was his dessert. Rashi says his curse was that although he ate so much, he would never be satiated. Right? Shalom nisba mikol mashaya ochel. Unevei tzadikim yivarech. Right? That's saying the curse of Hashem is in the house of the wicked, that he can never be satiated. Unevei tzadikim yivarech zechizkia ben Yehuda. The bless Hashem will bless the dwelling of the tzaddikim. B'sparkim b'chizkiyahu melech Yehuda shay ochel litra yarek v'suda. What he used to have? He used to have a litra of vegetables for his meal, and he was satiated. He was good. It says litra yarek means b'mida. It's a certain amount. Okay, now. Ulechein, right? We saw earlier in the Gemara, was talking about the nevuah that Sancheriv explained against himself. I'm sorry, he explained that why he came against. He said, oh, because they're going to be destroyed and come to King Ashur. V'lechein hini Hashem ma'ale aleihem esmei hanar otsumim v'rab mesmei l'chashur. Right, when he says, therefore, behold, Hashem is going to bring upon him the mighty massive waters of the river, the king of Ashur. Uksiv v'chalof b'Yehuda shatav v'avar ad savar yagia. And it says in the next pasuk, the river will sweep through Yehuda, overflowing like it passes through, up to the neck it's going to reach. And he's like, okay, great, now I can go and attack. Elamai time Yanish. So then why was Sancheriv punished? If Hashem said that Sancheriv was going to come attack Yehuda, why he just did what Hashem wanted, so what's the problem? Rashi says, Me'acha she birishus halach she navi nisnavi alav, my time Yanish, why would it be that he would get punished for it? And for the Gemara, navi aaseres hashvata misnavi. This devua that he was saying was about what's going to happen to the aseres shvatim. Not to Melech Yehuda, because it says the river is going to sweep through Yehuda, right? Iu Yaiv Daite Al Kula Yerushalayim. So Sancheriv was like, oh, I'll take over all of Yerushalayim. But that has nothing to do with what the Nevuah said. But Navi Vamalei. So the Navi actually came and said that he's not going to be successful. Ki lo mu'af la Hashem mutzak la. There's no weariness for one who oppresses her. What does this mean? That we actually got saved because of the Schus of the Torah. Amir Belazar ben Brechia. He says that Ein nimsar am oyev b'Torah biyad miyam meitzik lo. The nation that was weary is tired from Torah. In other words, because of Melech Yehuda, because Chizkiyahu are not going to be given over to the ones who go and oppress it, to give it to Sancheriv. People are staggering. You're living in a place, a makom Torah, the Chazanish said, like the Torah is just going to protect. There's never going to be a rocket that falls during the times, during his times, the film of Bnei Brak and Kachava. That's the Torah, the power of Torah. My, what does it mean when it says at the end, Kesar Rishon Hekal, Artsa Zvulun, Artsa Naftali, the first time he dealt mildly, only the exiling the land of Zvulun and that of Naftali, Va'achron, Hechbidar Chiyam, the last time is harsh, exiling those who live by the way of the sea, Ever Yardin Glil Goyim, in the place of Yardin, and the attraction of the nations. Zolkar Rishonim Shekilu Me'aleim Ol Torah means that the fate, the outcome of the kingdom of Yehuda is not going to be like the ones of the first ones, that of the Aser Shvatim, who lightened the yoke of Torah on themselves, and therefore they got end up getting exiled. The Valachronim Shechbidu Aleim Ol Torah, the ones afterwards that are they heavy themselves with the yoke of Torah, or even alalu lasaslam neis. Therefore, it's fitting to have a neis done. Ka'ovri ayam ukedorche hayardin, similar to those miracles that happened to those who went through the sea and those who went through the Yardin. Im choser bo mutav. So, Sancher, if you change your mind, you don't attack, everything will be good. Im lav and yes, lo galil bayam. But if you don't, then I'm going to make you a galil, a mockery for the nations. In other words, I'm going to destroy you. So better back it up, boy. Back it up. Said Ray Rashi says in Mechozer b'Sacher Mutav Imlav Eso So Galil Goyim So Megalgil B'Charfa B'Chol Goyim. Yeah, you don't want that to happen. Acharei Advarim Va'Emer Sa'ele. Now we see why was Chizkia was such a tzaddik. He had to deal with the Malchus of Ashur. Like why did he have to deal with him in the first place? He was so big. It says.
The Gemara, Acharei Advarim Va'Emer Sa'ela, after the matters and this truth, Basam Cherev Melech HaShov Yehovah B'Yudah V'Yichan Alav Ha'arim HaBesiros, he came and invaded Yehuda and he set up camp against the cities, the fortified cities, V'Yomer Lebikam Elav, and he wanted to breach them so that he can go and he can take them over. Chizkiyo comes in, he like restores the greatness of Am Yisrael after all the terrible things that they were doing over the Zara and Hai Rishta, Lahai Pardashna, says Rashi Vichim Revian, Dorin Kazel, La Dorin Kazel, Vesha Emes Vichizkiyo, Bar Sancherev, because our Gradio Sancherev came. Achareyat Varim Vemes, so it says, what does it mean when it says, after these matters and this truth, Achar Ma? After what thing? What is it referring to? Amar Avina Lacher Shekafet Hakadosh Baruch Hu VeNishba VaAmar, after Hakadosh Baruch Hu jumped and he swore that he's going to bring Sancherev to Yerushalayim and cause downfall over there. That's when Sancherev began coming against Yehuda, and that's what he said. He said to himself, I'm going to bring Sancherev to Yerushalayim and I'm going to deliver him to your hand. Hashtamar, the Chizkiyah is going to say, Lohu ba'ena, b'lo b'asuse ba'ena. I don't want him or his terror. And I'm to come to Yehuda, even if I'm going to beat him. Miad kafetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nishba, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu quickly swore very quickly, the Mycena lay, I'm going to bring him to Yerushalayim. Shadamas Basak says, Nishba Hashem Tavakos Leimar, Hashem Tavakos, he swore saying, Im lo kasher dimisi kein hayosa, if as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. Kasher ya'atzi, he sakum, and like I planned, it's going to stand, Lishba Ashur ba'artzi, Valharia vusena, to break Ashur in my land, upon the mountains, I'm going to trample him, Vesar me'alem, ulu v'subalu, subalu me'al shechma yosar, his yoke will be removed from upon them, and his burden will be removed from their shoulder. Right, so saying after these things, this truth of Sancherev, doesn't mean that it's his reward because of his good things, but it means that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a shvua to destroy them in Yehuda and to end Ashur's onslaught on the Yidden. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavos HaNcherev Yisiyasa, L'Sancherev and his friends Yidden's posse come and attack. V'yasa Evos HaChizkiyah Yisiyasa, and they will become a trough for Chizkiyah and his followers. Like they're going to go down hard, just like that the animals of the Yidden are going to eat from their bodies, just like they'll be eating from their troughs. Says Rashi, you kalim, kulam pgarim, you chelus usayim behemtam, betoch atzamos apigrim ke'en avos. It's going to be like a huge meal for their animals. Bahaya, back into the pasuk says, Vaya bayoma hu yasur subalo me'al shechmecha. It's going to come to pass that day's burden will be removed from your shoulder. Vulum atzavirecha, and his yoke from upon your neck. V'chubala ol mipnei shemen, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the fat, how fat it is. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, chubala ol shel Sancherev, mipnei shamno shel Chizkiyahu. It means the yoke of Sancherev was broken by the oil because of the shaman of Chizkiyah, Shayadolek bebatei kinesios batei midrashos, because that was burning in the shuls and in the batei midrashim. Yeah, that's a schus of the Torah. Me asa, what did Chizkiyah do to get him to get over to shtaig? No tzcherv al pesach beis hamidrash v'amar. He put a sword over the entrance of the beis hamidrash. Says kol mishen osik b'torah, yidaka becherv zu. Anyone who doesn't shtaig is going to be stabbed with this sword. Batku midan v'ad be'er sheva. They search from Dan to midan v'ad be'er sheva, Dan to be'er sheva, from Eretz, one part of Eretz to the next. V'lo matzu ama aretz. There was no ama aretz, no one there that wasn't steiging. Bigbasvad antipras, from Gevas until Antipras, which are two towns, Rosh Hashanah, Atchumen, the opposite extremes. Velomot Zetinu, Fizonkos, Ish V'Isha, they didn't find a boy or girl, a woman or man or woman, Shalaya Bekiyin, Behilchus Tumar Tara, who weren't experts in Tumar Tara, V'Oso Ador, who Omer says about that generation, V'Hoya Bayoma, who, Yechaya Ish, Eglas Bako, Ushtet Son, every man will raise a cow and two sheep. V'omer, and the pasuk says, V'hoya bayomahu, and it's going to be on that day, Yekom makom asher yesham, elef gefen be'elef kesef, that every place there where 1,000 vines worth 1,000 pieces of silver, l'shamir v'l'shayas yeh, will be like thorns. Af al pish elef gefa elef kesef. Even though the yidden will have land that's so chashev that 1,000 vines worth 1,000 silver, la shamir v'lashayas, yeah, land's going to be for thorns, and it's going to be neglected by their owners because they're going to be steiging. We see how successful he was in his endeavor. V'mekarev v'usaf shlalchem osef echasel, and about Sancher, it says, your booty will be gathered like the gathering of locusts. Amar lehem Navi li Yisrael. The Navi says to Bnei Yisrael, this is Yishayo, Isfu shlalchem, gather the booty from Ashur. Amar lo, they said to him, Levezos lechlok. You want to say to, in order to plunder or to divide it? In other words, everyone takes, it's a take whatever you can get, or we're going to split it up. Amar lehem, ka'osef echasel, like those gathering of locusts. Ma osef echasel kol echad v'echad latzmo. So we're getting locusts, you know, first come, first serve. Ashlachem kol echad v'echad latzmo v'gomim kerek. Amar lo, so they said to him, v'alo momon aser se shvatim erbo, but isn't the money of the 10 shvatim mixed up in this stuff over here? Right, because before Asher came to Yehuda, they conquered the northern kingdom, the Shvatim, and they took all their stuff, and therefore, all that stuff is mixed up in it. So they didn't want to take the money because they thought they were going to be stealing over here, taking all their stuff. So Amar lehem, Kamasha Gavim Shokeg Bo. Shayahu said back to him, like the roar of water rushing into pools, does he roar therein? Ma Givim Alalu, Ma'alenes Adam Mitumel Tara. So it's like water rushed into the pools would make someone, hey, who is tummy, become tahor. Right, it goes into that mikvah over there. Afamonim say Yisrael kevin shanofel biyad over dicham. Once the mummy goes into their hands, of the guy miyatir becomes tahor of any iser. It's not considered the original owners anymore, and therefore it becomes theirs. And now you can go and you could take from it. Amar Rav Huna, Esemasos Nasaos Rashabos Yom. Sancher made 10 marches on that day when he came to Yehuda and he came to Yerushalayim. Shenemar Ba Al Ayas. That's a serious amount. It took him 10 days. It took him only one day. Shenemar Ba Al Ayas Avar B'Migron LeMich Michmo Shafkiv Kelev Avu Ma'bara Geva Malon Lanu Chara Daharama Givashal Nasa Talikul Lichvas Galim.
Right, so he went to all these places. These are 10 places. But if you count it, then you notice, Hani Tuvahavin, it wasn't 10, it was actually 12. So he says, no, because not everything that's mentioned, that means it was attacked. Sali Kolech Basgalim, Novi Hudakarma Lilikhanes Yisrael. And it says, cry out Basgalim, that was said by Yishayo to, for the Novi, to Bnei Yisrael. It didn't mean to say it was a place. Tzale kolech basgalim. He was saying, cry out basgalim with the daughter of waves. Bito shalavim Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Sha'asu mitzvos kegalayam. They did mitzvos like the waves of the sea. So it's not a place, but it's just talking about the Yidden. And when it says Hakshiva Laishi, when it says Harken Olayish, like listen, he wasn't talking about a place, but Mehai Lotispi, he was saying, do not be afraid of this one, Sancher, because it's going to pass. El is Stefi Minuchanetzai, Russia, the Mesil Karye. But you should be scared of another king. Minuchanetzai was compared to a lion, Olayish. Shanamar Ola Arye Musuvko. It says, by Minuchanetzai, a lion has risen from his thicket. So you see that these places, Bas Galim and Laish, are actually not places, but they're talking about the different Nevuas over here. And not only that, but my, beep, turn the page, Sadihe, Aniya Anasos, what does it mean when he says, oh, you poor Anasos, Asid, Yirmiya ben Chilkio, Mistabi Olami Anasos, he meant that Yirmiya is going to give a Nevua from Anatot about the downfall of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. The pasuk says, "Divrei Yirmiyo ben Chilkiyo be'amin haKohanim asher ba'anasos be'eres Binyamin, from of the Kohanim or an Anatot in the place of Binyamin." So these places said over here are not really places, but it's just talking about future events that are going to occur. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.